been a while, boys. It's been a while since we've had a Squadzilla, but if we're going to come back and do an episode, it might as well be Destroy All Monsters, right?
Yeah. Mm.
It's been a while since we talked Godzilla today.
Whatever that song is called.
Oh, we just got demonetized. God damn it.
Yeah, whatever.
That's all it takes these days.
That's all it takes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, it's good to be back, and it's good to be talking about freaking Destroy All Monsters with y'all like this. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so glad we finally came back for this one.
Kids these days thinking Avengers was like the ultimate crossover. They didn't know. They didn't know about Destroy All Monsters.
They had no idea about it.
Cinematic universe, the OG crossover extravaganza. This is where it all began.
The OG portal theme. The main or OG feeling of all the heroes coming in and just like, oh God, it's getting ham in here.
Exactly. Legendary.
Yeah.
Why? Well, not legendary. They had nothing to do with this.
I've been told that this was like the first all-out brawl with monsters, like on the big screen. Or I guess big screen was, I guess it was in theaters in Japan, right?
Yeah,
it was.
Mm. So this is my first time sitting down watching it, though. And I was like, man, the hype for this one was pretty high. Mm. And I was like, we'll see how it goes. And I watched it, and I loved it. And I was smiling like a dummy, being like, okay, I see why this one is praised so much. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah, like the first thing like you'll notice with this movie is just how fast the monsters show up. Like, it's just like, usually it takes them like a good like 30, 40 minutes or something like that for a mall show. Like, no, it's just like, oh, here you go. Here are the monsters. There they are. You see them? You recognize them? Yeah. Well, we got a story for you today. Like, it's going to be great. Like, you freaking see like Rodan eating sharks and stuff like that. It's like crazy. It's just like,
oh. So many of them.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome, too. Because it's like, because it's so many of them that are just like, oh, like those are familiar faces. Of course, there's Rodan, there's Manila, there's Godzilla, there's like at the very end Ghidorah and all that stuff. But like you have all these monsters, like they come in, and then there's like monsters that we haven't really seen before. Like they make their appearances, and it's just like, oh, you're here too. Like, hi, how are you doing here? Like freaking Manda and all that stuff. And it's just like, when were they introduced before? Like, where were you at? It's just like, it's so cool. Like,
were they from other series or something?
Tom, was Manda from another series? Because
I've never seen a movie with Manda like as the main monster. If he's in
right,
it. I feel right, like exactly. Manda just as like a monster would be hard to carry a film because that puppet is not the most articulate thing.
But, it's really not.
I mean, they made a monster movie, noodle. The same problems, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know Varan had one. I don't know if Gorosaurus did, because mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of them. But I know like a lot of like this is like when we compare this to Avengers, it's not just like, oh, it's a bunch of monsters on screen. Like Toho had this huge fucking roster of monsters and stuff they were doing, and they had like I think they also did like Zone Fighter and stuff. I don't know if that was before or after this movie, but they have like a bunch of fucking shit, and mm-hmm. this is them just saying like, hey, we have all these fucking suits, just like put seven people in them and just go ham, and that's kind of what happened.
Right. Right.
And I don't know, it's like it's a spectacle, it's a thing to behold, especially, you know, when you first watch as a little kid, you're like, holy shit, oh my god, they're all here. It's like Smash Ultimate up in my fucking Godzilla movie.
Exactly. It's like, it's insane, like just seeing all these monsters just get loose and going ham on each other, like freaking escaping and just like destroying and stuff like that. And it's just like, we're used to it from other videos, but just like the sheer amount of monsters there are and just like seeing them all just like, you know, doing their thing is like so cool. Like, and weren't they like, they were keeping them in like in nets and stuff, right? Like it was like, okay, we have to keep them locked up here for this and this, right? Like that was the thing they were doing, like if I remember, because I watched this like 2 weeks ago. I want to make sure my thing was right.
Let's do a synopsis.
Let's do that.
Explaining like, okay, what is this movie synopsis, and then just talk about it.
Sure, let's do it.
All right, okay. Tom, what's the synopsis?
So the synopsis of the movie is that it seems that this movie takes place in the near future of the time. Like humanity has like space travel. There's like this big moon base. You know, the whole world seems to be united. There's like the United Nations. It's like kind of the main governmental body that's referred to throughout the movie. So humanity's good, and like the big accomplishment they have in addition to like space travel and moon bases and all that shit is that they've somehow been able to corral all of Earth's monsters onto one island called Monsterland. brilliant name. We're very good with names in the future. So all Godzilla, Rodan, Varan, Gorosaurus, Manila, all, everybody, all of them have all been sequestered to this one island, and they have like some custom like technology that keeps them all confined to this island. So like for some reason, if Godzilla wants to leave, some smoke comes out of a smoke machine. He's like, "Ah, fuck it." And for whatever reason, that dissuades the king of the monsters from going and doing what he does best. So for all intents and purposes, like the problem of monsters has essentially been solved, right? And everything's good until things aren't good, and the system immediately fails, and all the monsters break loose and start destroying cities all over the world, and it becomes a big international incident, as worldwide destruction tends to be. And we find out, oh, there are aliens who have taken control of all the monsters and are trying to like forcibly cohabitate on Earth with humans. And the way they've decided to do this is not like come down, meet with like the president and be like, "Hey, we've been like displaced from our home planet. Can we like chill in the mantle where it's nice and warm on the Earth?" They're just like, "No, we're forcibly here. We're blowing up your cities for reasons that doesn't make a ton of sense. fuck you, buddy." And so we don't take too kindly to this. So it's war, and we go and we try and fucking kill these aliens and untake over the monsters. And we do, and then they sick Ghidorah on them, and they're like, "Haha, hey guys, we have Ghidorah. It's a space monster. It's way more powerful than any of your puny Earth monsters." And then like the main character of the movie is just like, "I don't know if you've watched the last three Godzilla movies, but like we've spanked Ghidorah like four times, all right?" And then they all just like fucking just gang up on Ghidorah, beat the shit out of him, and it's
curb stomp his ass. Like just, they can get away with it.
It's like the final fight a fight is almost a misnomer. It's a slaughter. Ghidorah gets absolutely ass blasted immediately.
It's slaughterized.
There was like a scene where Godzilla's like kicking him in the back or something.
It really is like a gang fight. It's like you came to the wrong street, motherfucker. And then they just like bam, bam, bam. You just see him like stomping, like throwing his ass around. Like even Manila's getting in on it. And then like the freaking spider's like, "Oh, we got some for your ass." And monster babies, like, "We got some too." And they just like start chaining him down. It was just like pretty much like when you see a prison fight just happen, like going down. It's like, dude.
It was violent. I was like, that was the part that got me. It's like, I've been told of the rumors of how like destroyed like Ghidorah gets in this fight. Because when he showed up, I was like, okay, like it seems like it's kind of a hard fight for Ghidorah to win this, because it could be just Godzilla and it's still kind of tough. But like there's a lot of backup. I'm like, I wonder if it'll be close. Or maybe he'll win like 50% and then the other 50 he loses. I'm like, no, yeah, out of the gate, he gets his ass spanked. Like, it's
one good hit on Gorosaurus, and that's about as good as he gets.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, dang. Like, Anguirus was like trying to get, he gets like knocked over, and then like Godzilla's like, "What's wrong with you, bro? Get the fuck out." It's just like, he just goes at him. It's so good. It's just like, he's like folding him and he's folding him. I love it. Like, I love that entire fight so much, just because like everyone is just like, "Okay, you really think you can handle this? You don't want any of this." And Ghidorah's just like, "Bet, bring it." And like, I like the thing that like got me, because like you mentioned how violent it was, Saber. It's like, yeah, like you see like when they're stomping Ghidorah, he starts coughing up blood, and it's just like, oh yeah, they just destroyed
your trachea. I started to feel bad for Ghidorah, dude. I felt bad for Ghidorah for a second. I felt bad. I was like, should someone help? Like,
well, get like, out of
stop.
Here.
He's already dead.
Really. He's already dead.
It's exactly what happened. It was an absolute fucking slaughter, you know? I mean, what's really fun about this movie too is that like it just, there's no like Jack said, there's no like 30 minutes of just like slogging through the plot. Like, this is just a cheesy B movie plot that immediately, like, there's barely any setup. It's like, we have this island with all the monsters on it. No, we don't. That lasted enough, is that sentence. Like, and then it's done. And then the aliens take it over. It all goes to shit. We have a bunch of great, like, short scenes of all these monsters destroying cities all around the world. And then we get in our spaceship. We got to go find the aliens, you know? And it's just like, it's just a fun romp, even when the monsters aren't on screen. It's like all this like silly 60s space shit that goes on, and it's just fucking cool.
Right. Exactly. It's just like, it's just fun. It's just fun to see, like, because like, because again, of course it's gonna look, you know, cheesy, people in suits and puppets and stuff like that, but like when you watch it, like especially if you're a fan, like if you've been a fan for a while, it just takes you back to childhood and just like, oh, this is great, this is freaking amazing. But even now, like as Saber, who watching this for a first time, he enjoyed it freshly because it's just so well done in that regard. Like, we love Godzilla movies, and it's just so fun to see like all these various creatures come in. And then like, hell, they have like this freaking the human stuff isn't all that boring either, because like they have like this insane gunfight where people like shooting at each other and stuff like
that. Yeah,
it's like,
oh, it's a couple gunfights.
I think
something that needs to be stated is, look, these movies, as we've been watching them, have had a very interesting history when it comes to their treatment of women. This movie takes it to a whole new level when the main character like backhands the woman and rips her earrings out because they're controlling her. Just like mind control earrings in. Like, this is like an event that's being covered on like international television, because like she's coming in to like broker a deal with the aliens because she's under their mind control, and he literally just like batters her and rips her earrings out, and she just passes out from the pain. His hands are covered in blood, and he holds up the earrings. These are the mind control devices. This is what's going on. Don't mind the woman on the ground bleeding out. And it's just like, oh my god. And like, of course, all the aliens are conspicuously all taking on the form of human women. Interesting. It's like, really, really makes gets the noggin jogging of what they were thinking of in this movie. But yeah, you know, the ethical treatment of the females continues to be really well represented in this one.
Right.
It's kind of nuts, actually, how it just keeps getting more extreme as time goes on, where it's like, oh, it's getting sexist or more sexist, or it's getting more cheesy with like the sci-fi, like monsters and aliens. I'm here for it, man. Like, this was the one where I was like, damn, like, it's gonna be hard to top this. And that's my question for you guys, is this the peak? Like, is this it? Or
this is one of the greats, but like there are certain ones that are like, you'll see, like, I don't, there's certain ones where I'm just like, I don't want to spoil it. Like,
there's never one that has this many monsters in it again in the, you know, the Showa series. Like, this is like the most monsters per movie you're going to get. But there's still a lot of ridiculous shit and a lot of really good choreographed fights and stuff that come later that are also just as entertaining.
Right.
So, but like this really is, because like, I believe this was originally going to be the final Godzilla movie, right? Like, that's
really, yeah, I think it was supposed to be the final Godzilla movie, because like, it was like, oh, we killed Ghidorah, we had all the monsters here, and then we were like, they're originally going to do that again. I'm not 100% on that, but I remember hearing that exact thing you're talking about, Tom.
But then they're like, wait a minute, like, this is, we just printed so much money, why would we ever stop making these? And then
and then we got some great old followers. I will say this, like, after following this, we do get like one of Godzilla's best like antagonists. I'll say that, like, one of his most iconic ones, like one of the ones you go like, oh yeah, so it's like, oh, there's like Ghidorah, and then there's, you know, who we will get to later on, and then like they're the freaking Bebop and Rocksteady ones that come later on. So like,
Bebop and Rocksteady, that's the guy with the buzz hands or the drill hands, right?
And
the
yeah, Gigan and Megalon. I just love calling like two henchmen like that, just Bebop and Rocksteady. Just like, it just fits. It's just like, yeah, those two. Yeah, Gigan and Megalon. And then like we'll get like his arch. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Gonna be a movie.
Yeah,
dorky, guys, I love it. They do. You know what? It's funny. Like, even on a visual level, I can pick up what you're putting down with the Bebop and Rocksteady.
And then like we got freaking one of my favorites, who we'll get to see, like, Tom hates his motherfucker, but I just can't wait to see
who?
Jaguar.
Oh god,
I can't wait. I want to actively watch that movie with you.
That's what we have to watch. That in a call. Because
I love that. I'm gonna be singing the song all the way through that.
Yeah, like we get cheesier than this, like yeah. by a lot by the time we're done.
But it's good. So far, what would you two say, like, you like the most about this movie then? Like, what are your like favorite parts that, like, besides the beatdown? Like, we've all gushed about the beatdown so far, but like, what would you say, like, is your favorite part?
I have to say, it's not supposed to be funny, but it is fucking hilarious when they break into the alien base, right? And they come back from the moon and they're like, what the fuck's going on? They go to the base. It's been taken over by the aliens. They have the gunfight. They lose the girl, but they capture like the old scientist man. They bring him back and they're like, we need to take you to the UN. And they're trying to interrogate him. He doesn't say anything. He won't talk. And he just gets up. He walks over to the room, opens the window, and just jumps out and kills himself.
Thank you for reminding me. Holy shit. My God, like, I laughed so hard. I had to pause the movie. And I was like, Laura, there's a dummy. Like, we always get a kick out of dumb. She's speaking of Wonder Woman, right?
Right.
But, like, just seeing him, like, his little floppy body floating down. I loved it, dude.
And dummies are just hilarious whenever you see him, like, fall and stuff like that. Like, I fucking, like, anytime. I just think, like, Mac and Me has just made me love any dummy scene like that. Just where you just see the fucking body, like, and it just falls. It's just, like, it looks so fucking bad. Yeah. I love it.
It's funnier because, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, we've been watching mostly the 1080p upscales that you can get on archive.org. So, like, all the effects that would have been masked by, like, blurry VHS are just in full view. Like, you can see how the fucking, everything's made, you know, because it's all upscaled to, like, a degree that it never should have been.
Right.
Like for the dummy thing, which was, like, very blatantly, like, oh, that did not age well. They were doing some really good, like, keying stuff in some of these shots. Like, there's one shot in particular where they have, like, the miniatures of like the tanks and the army stuff coming in, and then they hold on a shot where this like APC, this like you know, mini APC comes into view, and then but they key in like some actors that come out from the side, they walk in front of it, do something, and then go back in, and it's like, that's really complicated for these kinds of movies. They don't usually do composites like that, and like you can like, it has like really harsh edges, like when you upscale it to like, you know, HD, and you can see where it's been like clipped, but like, It's still a solid effect. And there's like a lot of shots like that that kind of really step the game up of like blending the miniatures and things. There's some shots where they have like crowds running against backdrops that are more complicated than what's usually done. So like, it's not like all just like really cheesy dummies. There was some good stuff that they were doing in this film.
Right.
Which like, I felt across the board, like that when I was watching this, I'm like, I like the humans. There's good cheesiness. There's good like effects. There's good monster fights. A lot of monsters. This one was like where I felt like they were firing on all cylinders. I'm like, yeah. Where Godzilla 1, of course, I feel like it's kind of like the black sheep because it's so just out there as far as like what they were getting at and how it's presented. Everything else ever since has been very cheesy. I guess Godzilla 2 or Godzilla versus Angriest, whatever. So that one was weird. I don't know.
That
feels weird. But like,
you didn't like 10 minutes of just watching the same three shots of planes shooting at ice?
I was falling asleep watching that one. But this one was like all out fun, where it's like, dude, I'm having a good time. I was just sitting there smiling. I'm like, I'm enjoying myself. This is a fun movie. By the way, it was the UNSC. I remember that.
So yes, it was.
And I was like, wait, what? I'm like, did Halo borrow this?
If you want to know what Master Chief looks like under the helmet, that's the main guy from this movie. That's Master Chief.
Right.
Right.
I'm trying to think of anything else worth I mean, just seeing all the variety of monsters show up, because there are some monsters where I'm like, who's that?
I
was wondering if there was some cut content in the final fight, right? Because like they go out of their way in the beginning showing like Varen and Manda, and neither of them are in the final fight, despite the fact that they are there You know, they show up, roll up to the final fight to fight Ghidorah, and they're just not there at all. And so I'm wondering if there was more, if there was like budget reasons or something, or just like, you know.
Yeah. Well, you didn't know about the original cut they were going to do?
I have no
Because like originally, like freaking like King Kong and Gamera and Ultraman and then Evangelion. Jeez,
okay, well, you can spout as much bullshit as you want.
No, I know what you mean though, Tom. Because it is
the original
weird,
version like, that happened on your dresser when you were like 10 with all your action figures.
Yeah,
like
you're damn
I never saw that version. What can I say?
Yeah, you're damn right. No, but you know, like, because the thing I noticed exactly what you're talking about there, Tom. But then like a part of me is just like, well, how would like Manda like work in the fight with Ghidorah? Like would they have to keep spinning it around or something, like just have him go up and down? Because like it's just, there are just certain things where I go, I wonder how that would have worked. But because I feel like you are
like if he's on the ground, Godzilla's stomping on him, Manda just slithers over and just like bites his nose or something.
Yeah just
I'm helping
him. I'm helping you, bam bam bam. Damn.
Well, it's good. It's good fun. It's good. Like, and I think the nice thing about this movie too, right? If you're watching these podcasts and you're just like, yeah, listening to Godzilla is interesting. I don't have time to watch like 10 billion movies. You don't need any knowledge of Godzilla to jump in and watch this. Right. It definitely adds. It's not like Avengers in that it builds up on like previous movies. Like you can just drop in and be like, hey, there are dumb monsters are going to punch each other. And that's all the pretense you need to know to enjoy this film. Mm-hmm. If you just want to sit down, kill 90 minutes, have a good time, this is the one to get your popcorn and your soda and just sit down and like enjoy something in the hellscape that is 2020 and 2021. We're on like December like 37th right now or whatever. The year didn't end. Have yourself a good time and watch them destroy all monsters.
Yeah. Well said. Boys,
what's after this one?
This
one is.
Which one is next, actually?
Let me look for myself because I forgot to
destroy. I didn't mention it. While you're all looking it up.
Sorry, we're all fake fans. It's fine.
Yeah, we're all fake fans. Oh, God.
My girlfriend got me something cool for my birthday. And again, we apologize to the audience. The schedule for Squadzilla has been a bit up in the air just because we got other work stuff going on, but it's starting to smooth out.
We have live.
It's called the Showa Era Films like Godzilla box set, but it's like not a box. It's like a book with how you open it. Maybe these or the Blu-rays or whatever are in it. I'll have to take a picture or show it on like the stream or like edit into the video here.
Yeah,
if I remember the edit.
All then. Monsters Attack is the new one after this.
Oh no!
Yeah, oh, no, mommy, that one.
We're going from the best one so far to literally the worst.
Wait, what's going on? What, I don't understand. What's wrong?
It's not
next
good.
One is Godzilla's Revenge. Oh,
it's you'll see.
You'll see.
Yeah, it is honestly one of the worst. I even as a kid, I didn't like this movie. So like that should tell you something. I liked a bunch of bullshit as a kid, but like this is one of the ones that was like, yeah.
I was like, why can't I remember which one's next? Now I remember why.
I tried to forget it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but that's okay. It's smooth sailing from after that. After we get through this like run bumpy bump in the road, it's all good. It's all good for like 10 more movies after that.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, like, we only got freaking one after this one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We got 6 of the classic Godzillas. And then we go to the 90s Heisei Godzillas, technically 80s ones. Those are some of my favorites, like Tom's.
Wild. Yeah.
You got to see the one that made me cry. So, yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Let us do it, man. But yeah, this is fun.
We just got to power through this next one, and then we're good.
Yeah. And then we're good for like a good 10 movies. But yeah, man.
I've got to brace myself for this next one then. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks, folks, for watching us with Squad Z. We'll see you all next time.
Later. Follow us on our social medias and our things, all linked below.